So I'm going to quote something. There were 14 degrees of freedom in the... Sorry?
Yes, darling.
There were 14 degrees of freedom in the chip body, as in the tech body, but in the tech body, the degrees of freedom apply in different realms. There's a different capacity. So is that describing how Q is involved now in the through the tech body? Different realms?
Well, that was a test. That was a test. That was a test to see if you could get the OA movements out. You had to force the OA movements and have some way to have it to be in the place.
Okay, what was the test?
The QAnon was a test to validate or give reason to bring into the OA movements.
So people, what was it? I'm not clear on how those are related.
Oh, except without QAnon, you'd have never had the OA.
Didn't the OA happen before Q? Or it wouldn't, the movements wouldn't work if Q didn't work.
Well, no, they just had to bring, you had to introduce the movements. You're talking about dimensionality, and the OA movements dealing with dimensions. So we're trying to say, yes, you're on to something without giving you a feather in your cap and calling it macaroni.
Fine.
Hey, Ion, was QAnon sort of, an irreversibleness, the upside down of Ion during the Thompson disturbance?
It was during the upside down. It was the Paul, in QAnon, it was the Paul Bearer who gave the eulogy for the chip body.
Now, did you just say it was the mirror or wasn't the mirror reversal?
Was
of Ion.
The mirror.
It was in the Thompson Quadrant. So there it was. You were a fine performer during the Thompson Quadrant reversal there, Madeline. You went nuts and you went intense and you followed the Q thing and here you are outside of that.
And Q kept saying, I don't know how many times, 100 times, think mirror.
Think mirror?
Yeah.
Very good.
Q kept saying that.